Hi. Come on in. Hi. Yeah, come on, sit down. Well, first of all, thanks for coming over. I told you it was a special occasion. And it is. It is. It's the 6 month anniversary of my breaking up with my ex. Yeah, you probably remember it, since I was such a mess that night. You dropped everything to come over and console me. I don't know why exactly I reached out to you in particular that night instead of, you know, one of my girlfriends or my mom or my sister. I was pretty mad at all men that night. But, you know, it never entered my mind to be mad at you. You showed up at my door with our favorite ice cream and a fresh box of tissues. And I ended up crying on your shoulder for most of the evening. At least when I wasn't eating all the ice cream or bitching about my ex. And then, as the night wore on, I realized I was going to be alone for the first time in over 2 years. That relationship and being someone's girlfriend that had defined me for so long, I was really vulnerable that night. I was mistaking loneliness for horniness and sex for intimacy. Which is why I offered myself to you. Well, offered isn't really the right word. More like threw myself at you. No, still not right. More like launched myself at relativistic velocities toward you. I threw everything at you that I had, even though I was all puffy-eyed and sniffling. That sexy whisper in your ear, my leg rubbing against yours, and my hand rubbing your cock through your pants. I thought it was irresistible. Except you resisted. Even though I could feel your cock spring into life under my hand before you moved my hand away, I could see the longing in your eyes. But you told me it wasn't the right time, and that mentally I wasn't in the right place. And you were right, of course. I could have ruined our friendship that night. Or I could have set myself up for a lifetime of thinking that I needed to repay kindness with sex. So we didn't have sex. We talked a lot more, and I guess I fell asleep, leaning up against you. I woke up in my bed the next morning, fully clothed. You must have carried me into my room and tucked me in. You were asleep on the couch in the living room. I felt better that morning about the breakup and better about myself for not sleeping with someone for all the wrong reasons. Thanks to you and that night, I've matured a lot. I've grown as a person much more in these past 6 months than I did in the 2 years that I was with him. All because of that night and you helping me recover. I know I'm embarrassing you. We never talked about that night. At least the attempted seduction part. But this is important. I want to talk about it now. Because you were so very right about that night not being the right time. But tonight is. I'm not desperate for intimacy tonight. You've given me enough of that as a friend. But I've started to realize that I've recovered more than enough for sex. And romance. Maybe even love. And the more I think about it, there's really only one person that all of those things seem right with now. Yes, you. You are adorable when you're so clueless. Except you somehow always know the right thing to say when I most need to hear it. So, here, take my hand. Tonight, I haven't just broken up with my boyfriend. I haven't been crying nonstop for hours. I'm in pretty good shape, mentally and emotionally. I even think I look kinda cute tonight. I spent more time getting ready for you than I ever did for him. So will you make love to me? You're free to say no. But if you do turn me down again, don't do it because you think it's the wrong time. Or because you think you'd be taking advantage of me. I am so completely ready for this now. And it doesn't have to be tonight, but I really want it to be. And, maybe to help convince you. Come on, let me show you my bedroom. You see? Candles everywhere. And rose petals. Are the rose petals too much? I decided at the last minute I wasn't going to use them, but then I'd already bought them, and so I changed my mind again. And oh, listen to me, maybe I'm more nervous than I thought. But look at the bed. It's big and lonely, even covered in the rose petals. It's a new bed and new sheets. Too many memories. So I got rid of all of it long ago. Got new stuff. Just like I got rid of all the slutty dresses he liked. The ones that I never cared for. He kept wanting me to be someone I wasn't. So after it was over, I went back to being myself. And luckily, that's the person you always seem to like the most. Now this dress, this is more me. It's not slutty, but I think it's sexy. At least, I feel sexy in it. Or maybe I feel sexy because you're around. You always make me feel better when I'm sad or angry. But just like you reduce my negative emotions, you seem to increase my positive ones. I'm always happier when you're around. And more confident about myself. And now I feel even sexier. Now I have the confidence to be extra sexy for you. And take off this dress. The lingerie is new too. It's more my style than what I used to wear. And it's my favorite color instead of his. I think you like it too. The new bra comes off. And now the panties, too. Underneath them is still the same plain old me. Well, in a way, you've never seen me before. You've never seen me naked, so I hope you like what you see. It really is okay to look. Especially if you let me return the favor. Here, let me help you. Maybe that'll help convince you how serious I am. Oh, it's okay if you didn't dress up for the occasion. You didn't know it was going to turn into... Well, I don't want to call it a hookup. That makes it seem less important than it is. It might be too presumptuous for me to call it a date, though. Let's just not name it right now. Let's just go for your pants. Don't be embarrassed. Look, I'm already naked. And I kind of kind of already know that you're hard. It's okay. I like to think it's related to the fact that I'm naked. Because I'm hoping that you want to make love to me as much as I want to be made love to. You're holding back because you think I might still be vulnerable. And well, I guess I am, in a way. I'm soft and shy. And I'm opening myself up to you emotionally. Even more so than I ever have before. But you're vulnerable too. Especially with me pulling off your underwear. A big lovely cock is exposed. All out in the open. And there's nothing to be ashamed of. It's even a little bigger than my ex's. Not that I really care about that kind of thing. What I care about the most is who it's attached to. I really like this in me right now. I'm ready for it. Ready for sex. And all that can go along with it. Or just the sex, just this one time. And the friendship you've always shown me, if that's what you want. But we need to do this at least once. Even if we never do it again, I need this. To finally put that chapter of my life behind me. I'm hoping, though, it'll be the beginning of a chapter with a new leading man. Here, take my hand. Follow me to the bed. Ooh. The rose petals tickle my bare feet like little silken kisses. Oh, I can feel them under me as I climb on the bed. Oh, they feel nice though, along with the fanciest sheets I could afford. They're so soft and smooth and comfortable. But honestly, all I can think about right now is how great it will feel to have you on top of me. And that's your cue, in case I was unclear. If you're looking for consent, if there's any doubt in your mind, the answer is an emphatic yes. I want you on top of me and inside me. And then out a little again, and back in, with that repeating for as long as it can. Oh, I know you're nervous, but it's okay. I want you. I'm lying here, squirming in my bed, looking up at you with what I desperately hope are very seductive eyes. Yeah. That's why I'm holding my arms out towards you. As if I can magically pull you to me. Oh, looks like it worked. Oh. Oh, I can't believe you're in my bed. Come on, I want you. I want you on top of me. Don't worry about the details. I don't mind a hand or a knee in the wrong place. As long as your cock finds the right place. A special place I offered you 6 months ago, but that you had earned long before that. Today's the day I'm really ready for it, and I hope you are too. Here, let me take your cock in my hand and move it against my pussy. Oh, yeah. Oh. Do you see how ready I am for you? Is there any doubt? Can you feel that? How smooth and silky I feel against your cockhead. I'm so ready for you. I want you. Make love to me. I don't care if we're both awkward or I don't care if it's physically perfect. I already know it's gonna be the best sex I've ever had. Because it's with you. It's with someone who cares about me every bit as much as I care about him. No, don't be cruel. You did the right thing 6 months ago by not fucking me. Do the right thing tonight. Oh, no, don't worry about all that other stuff. I don't need you to go down on me or tease me, at least not this first time. I don't want to play right now. I hope you know what I mean. I want this to be about you and me. Looking into each other's eyes as you sink into me. I want to feel your cock sliding inside me. I want that more than anything. We can play later. I'll take your cock in my mouth and suck you so long and so hard. And I'll hold your hands while you run your tongue all over my pussy. Oh, God, but right now, I just want you inside me. Please, please don't wait. If you want me as much as I want you, just... Oh! Oh! Oh, 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 no, you didn't hurt me. Oh, you big, adorable dork, you didn't hurt me. Oh, these are a different kind of tears. Be kind. Guess I'm joined with you. You know, it made me feel even better. I guess. You're so close, I can feel your breath on my cheek. So kiss me, please kiss me. More tears now. This time you're inside me before the waterworks started. Well, the waterworks from my eyes, anyway. Another kind of waterworks started the moment you walked in the door. Oh, oh, fuck you. Oh, God, yeah, stroke into me. Oh, nice and gentle. Oh, just like you. Oh, God. Oh, oh, yeah. Oh, God. Oh, God, you move to satisfy the both of us, not just yourself. Oh, even if I'm more concerned with your pleasure. Oh, yeah. Oh, yes. Oh, God. Oh, yeah. Oh, this isn't awkward at all. Oh, it's beautiful. Oh, it's like we were made to make love to each other. Oh, for you to be on top of me. Oh, our bodies softly sliding together. Oh, your cock. Oh, sliding more urgently inside me. Oh, God. Oh, God, you feel so good. Oh, my God. Oh. Oh, God, I love the way you feel on top of me. Oh, yeah, arching over me, kissing my neck. Oh, down to my shoulder. Oh, sliding into me so slowly. Oh, my God. Oh, oh, yes. Oh, yes. Oh, oh, so deep. So deep. Just like that. Oh, just like that. Pull out slowly and then sink back in. Oh, oh, God. body. Let me run my hands down your sides. Oh, over your hips as they flex. Oh, around to your ass. Oh, feeling the muscles tighten as you drive yourself into me. Oh, my God. Oh, yes. Oh, fuck. Oh, yes. Oh, this is incredible. Oh, God. Oh. Oh, my God. Oh, it feels so good. Oh, my God. It feels good for you, too. Inside me. Oh, you don't know how long I've wanted this. Just like this. Greedy now. Oh, God, I can't help moving under you with less control. Because your cock is driving me wild. Oh, God. I wrap my arms around you tighter. My legs, too. God, I want to pull you even deeper into me. Tighter against my body. Oh, I want us to become even closer than we already are. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, your strokes. Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh my God. You feel amazing. Oh, I always knew you would. God, I fantasized about this for so long. Yes. Yes. I did used to make myself come so many times thinking about you. Oh God. Oh. Oh, I can't believe it's real. It's so much better than I imagined. Oh my God. I have to turn my head to the side and arch my back beneath you. God, you feel so wonderful. Oh, oh yeah, just like that. Oh, God. Oh, my God. Oh, God, yeah. Oh, you like it, baby? Do you feel good? Oh, do I feel good wrapped around your cock? Oh, God, look in my eyes. I want to see that pleasure in your eyes and in your gentle smile. Oh, I want to see it. Oh, God, baby, yeah, move inside me just like that. Oh, my God. Oh, my God, we're almost there. Oh, we've never done this with each other, but it's like our bodies are already in tune. I can feel your pleasure and you mine. Oh, my God. Oh, our bodies are joining together to form something wonderful. Oh, my God. Oh, I can't wait anymore. Oh, I don't think you can either. Oh, it's not like either of us are in control anymore. Oh, God. It's okay to lose control with the man I trust most in the world. It's more than okay. Oh, yeah. Oh, it's perfect. Oh, yeah. Oh, can you feel it? Oh, are you almost there? Right along with me? Oh, God. Oh, yeah. God, I love those purposeful things. thrusts of your cock deep inside me. Oh, baby, I want you to fill me up. Yes. Yes, I want you to come inside me. Just let go and come in me. Oh, it's okay. Yeah, I want it. Oh. And if you start coming, I'm going to go over the edge. Oh, my God. Let me hear you, baby. Let me hear your fast breath and your moans of pleasure. Let me hear those groans. Yeah. Show me how much pleasure my body's giving you. Faster. Just like that. Faster. Look in my eyes, baby. I'm gonna come. Please. Come with me. Please. Come. Please come with me. Come. I'm coming. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, fuck yeah, baby. Oh, yeah. Oh, come in me. Yeah. Oh, empty your balls in me. Oh, yeah, baby, fill me up. Oh, yeah, yeah. Empty your balls in me. Oh, my God, yeah, let me hold you. Oh, oh, you're shaking. Oh, baby. Are you okay? It was intense, wasn't it? Oh, baby. Oh, I love those last little thrusts. Oh, God. Oh. Oh. God, you made my whole body tremble. Could you feel me shaking beneath you? Oh my God. Oh, that was worth waiting 6 months for. What an entire lifetime, God. I don't think I could have waited a day longer. Thank you so much for everything. Your friendship. Your shoulder to cry on. And for making love to me. And you know, this only changes things if we want it to. We'll still be friends no matter what. But... just so you know, I'm open to more, so much more, if you're interested. But we don't have to commit to anything right now. Yes, except for some cuddling. With the very high possibility of more lovemaking later. If you're in the mood, of course. Well, I know I will be. Oh, and the best part, besides this, I got some of our favorite ice cream in the freezer. Not to make love to me like that. I might even let you have some this time.